I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level. This is a piece of improv erotica that I'm calling DITMY, Do It To Me Yourself. The prompts for this story were name, Josh, kink, bondage, location, home base, and object, drill. My favourite part of fucking you, he tells her in a conversational tone so the word fucking doesn't attract the attention of other shoppers in the echoing aisles, is when I can shove my cock in really, really deep. She blushes, looks around. He put a tiny, lilting emphasis on the word cock, and now she's nervous they're being overheard. Trailing a half step behind him as he wanders up and down the aisles of the DIY section at home base, she's suddenly terrified they'll get rumbled. What I'm looking for, I think, he continues in that same breezy tone, is a way to fucking fold you in half while you're on your side. Her cunt is getting wet just listening to him, and she has that irrational fear that someone walking past them might know, that a member of staff could drop a hand onto her shoulder and tell her, "Madam, please leave the store. We aren't in the business of kink." He isn't oblivious to this, of course. It's part and parcel of the point. He picks up a power drill, twists and turns it in his hands, holds it up for her to see. "This," he says, "I think this could be useful. Fix mount points to the table so I can bind you good and tight. Knees up to your chest. Cunt presented to me. Right on the corner. What do you think?" She whispers, "Yes," and looks him in the eye. He's grinning. He drops his volume slightly, becomes soft. "Would you like that?" "Yes." He hands her a box from the shelf, that same drill to carry around the shop. Next they head to the fixing section. She can feel the wetness in her knickers expanding. Picture the way he'll position her on the table, then use rope to hold her down. Passing soft hemp over vulnerable skin through hard metal anchors, pinning her rigidly in place, like a butterfly. As they continue their journey around the shop, he paints her an even more vivid picture. Her naked flesh lashed to the table, knees drawn up to her chest and feet bound tight together, legs positioned out of the way so that her cunt and ass are the only things which stick out slightly over the edge of the table, right on the corner. So when he plants his feet either side of her and grips the ropes, he can yank on them to plunge himself as deep inside as possible. He picks up screws, hands them to her as well. She holds them tight in her sweaty, eager palms. As he carefully selects which fixings he'd like to use to bolt her at dick height, his running commentary gets quieter and quieter. She has to lean in, strain to hear him. "I want you pinned down so you cannot move. And when you're there, I might leave you for a while, just so I can admire my handiwork." Some of the words he uses on this journey around the shop cause her clit to throb. Bolt, lash, pinned, strapped. The idea of being incapacitated, being tied so tight that she cannot move, then fucked like she's a toy, a hole. It's frightening and perfect and exactly what she came for. When he's gathered all the items that he'll need for their deviant adventure, he steers her towards the till, keeping up that flow of chatter about exactly how he'll use what they are buying. The shoppers around them are too involved in their own DIY projects. They don't hear the man who whispers free use and lashed down and I'll get so fucking deep inside your cunt. But that's not to say they aren't noticed at all. When they get to the till point, she's juggling everything he needs for this escapade. Screws and a drill and fixings and a few more bits and pieces, while also fumbling to reach for her credit card. As she soaks in the glorious humiliation of forking out 100 quid to be fucked and used and broken, an elderly gentleman nearby can't help but look up as Josh, her tormentor, smacks her good and hard on the arse, then tells her, "I'll wait by the car." If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it and maybe join in with the next rounds of improv erotica, where people suggest names, kinks, locations and objects for me to weave into sexy stories at patreon.com/girlonthenet.